Good evening, friends. There has been a tremendous amount of discussion on the West Coast about the controversy over loyalty oaths between the faculty of the University of California and the regents of that institution. Happily, the row seems to be drawing to a close now with the acceptance by both parties of a compromise proposal drafted by the Council of the University's Alumni Association. The odd thing about this affair is that the two groups were in complete agreement from the beginning about the subject of communism. The faculty, as well as the regents, were in favor of barring communists from teaching in the university. The question was only one of method, and it finally turned into a dispute over the powers of the faculty as against the powers of the regents. Here is the background. For some time, all faculty members have been required to take this oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office according to the best of my ability. Now, a little over a year ago, a state senator introduced a bill into the California legislature to add to the oath this further clause. And I am not a member of the Communist Party or under oath or a party to any agreement or under any commitment that is in conflict with my obligations under this oath. The bill to add this to the oath failed of passage by the legislature. Then the president of the university, Robert G. Sproul, got the idea that it might be a good idea to tack this on the oath anyway, and got the Board of Regents to adopt it. The Board of Regents is the state governing board of the university. Well over half the faculty signed the new oath without a murmur, but the others made an issue of it. They wanted the oath to be kept as it was, but they suggested that in future contracts there be a clause stipulating that the appointee accepts his position subject to the action of the Board of Regents excluding communists from the university. And the faculty itself went on record almost to a man against employing communists. They just didn't want the regents to require an amendment to the oath. A crisis in the affairs of the university ensued. The regents stipulated that any faculty member who didn't sign the new oath would be fired at the end of the present academic year. A good share of the faculty, including its ablest men, refused and started negotiations to move to other universities. President Sproul came over to the faculty side then, even though he had initiated the idea in the first place. Then the newspapers took up the issue, their editorials differing widely, some supporting the regents, others the faculty. To the regents, it became a matter of determining who really ran the institution, and to the faculty, it became a matter of upholding their rights and privileges. The compromise is this. The old oath is kept as it is, but all faculty members are to sign new contracts stating they are not Communist Party members. Those refusing to sign both oath and contract may have a hearing before the University Senate, but the power of final decision is to rest with the regents. Thus, a quarrel which threatened to tear apart one of our greatest universities seems to have been settled. Even though the matter may be adjusted, great damage has been done to the morale of the institution, and to no avail. No one has as yet suggested that there have been, or are, any communists on the faculty, and everyone has agreed there shouldn't be. It's a good illustration of the fact that in a free country, the method of accomplishing a desirable end is a matter of great importance. Good night.